95.
Back, it's Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show. I've got John Milton Fogg with me, who is a legend, and it was really, you know, there's just a testament to the class of Eric Worre. Did you notice how every time he, you know, he could have talked about his recordings, his interviews, himself the whole way, but he just, he wove you and me. You know, we're two BBs on a four-lane highway compared to what that guy has accomplished. But he just, I mean, he's just got, he's a cool guy, don't you think, John?
You know, I think that has something to do with a magic word called gratitude.
Whatever it is. So, John, before we get over to the fabulous Lance Gordon, talk to me about your weekend here, this little homecoming, and what that's really meant to you and what your life's looking like these days.
Well, it was extraordinary. I'm hesitant to talk about my sobriety, but I've got a strange family situation. I have a 32-year-old daughter, a 27-year-old son. I have an about-to-be 11-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old daughter, so I had to make my own grandchildren. That's my joke. And for the first time, Friday and Saturday, and now lingering, my son is still here, my two older kids with their significant others came down, and I made dinner, and I made breakfast, and they've been together, and it's really the first time I have been in their company and been a sober human being, and it's remarkable. One of the things, because I know you're going to ask me, one of the things was that I really took myself out of the need to be any center of attention. I spent most of my time, Tom, with an apron on, preparing meals, feeding them, serving them, pouring them drinks, doing the dishes, and taking care of stuff. I didn't need to have the, I didn't need to inject. I just enjoyed them. And I have a smile on my face, which I suspect should stay there for at least a couple of months.
Oh, good job, John. Well, I'm very, very happy to hear that. Congratulations. Those are just rewards that are intangible that you can't even believe are true. I mean, I remember going through some relationships that I had just said, these relationships will never come back. And what you've accomplished is something that will continue to happen, and that's really neat. Lance Gordon is one of the most interesting guys I know. He's a CPA. I mean, a big-time CPA up in Milwaukee, and one of the nicest guys in the world. And how a big-time CPA can also be a full-time and very good, like one of the best network marketers I know, blows my mind. But that's Lance Gordon. This guy is flat-out amazing, and if there's ever anybody in this business that only reaches up, which I preach every day to people, don't reach down. If you can reach, reach up. If you've got a choice in the matter, reach up. And Lance Gordon is that guy. How are you, Lance?
I'm doing great, Tom. It's great to be here, and thanks for having me on the show.
You got the best voice. Did you hear Eric Worre?
I love it. Great voice.
Isn't that something? Yeah, unbelievable. No, John's got it all. So tell me a story, Lance. Why network marketing? How long have you been it? I mean, you're a published author of bestseller books, just like John Fogg and Eric Worre. The only one that can't write, read, or spell is Tom Chenault. But the fact of the matter is, who the heck is Lance Gordon?
Well, yeah, the first question you asked was, why am I in network marketing? And everybody, when they find out I'm a CPA, they kind of laugh and say they've never seen a CPA in network marketing. And there's reasons for that. One thing is they're trained to be negative, so they'll always try and find out why things won't work, and that's not network marketers. And I had my family members were in network marketing for years, dating all the way back to Amway. And I was always trying to talk them out of it, saying they were crazy, it never works, those numbers are just, you're making yourself a chalkboard millionaire, and the reality is those things really don't work. And I talked them out of all the, and they were in good companies. They were in Amway and New Skin and Shackley. Those were all solid companies that are still there. And unfortunately, those people listened to me, and they probably could have been very wealthy now if they hadn't listened to the bad advice I was giving them. But I gave them advice out of ignorance, and because I really didn't know what network marketing was. And in the old days, I'm talking about 30 years ago, network marketing was pretty hard because we didn't have tapes and tools. And if you couldn't really sell, you had a problem. And there was also, they didn't have auto shipping and things. People had to warehouse the products. And when you became successful, your house became a warehouse because all the distributors would buy from you. The main orders would, the semi would pull up to your house, and then your reps would come and pick the stuff up. And it was hard to build outside there. So that's the frame of mind I was operating in. And then things started changing. There was a new wave of network marketing, and technology started inching its way in. And I wasn't aware of what was happening. And the first things were those little tape cassettes. People could hand a tape cassette to somebody, and they could listen to the presentation because most people didn't have a good voice or couldn't talk. And so things started changing a lot, and the marketing tools really enhanced the opportunity. And pretty soon anybody could make money in network marketing if they could just pass out a tape or a VCR tape. And so I wasn't aware of those changes, and I wasn't up to speed on the changes in the comp plans and the auto shipping, and people didn't have to stock the inventory. And in 1996, I sold medical malpractice part-time. I had a full-time job in taxes, and I had a part-time job selling insurance. And I was working 80 hours a week, and I got invited by one of my physician clients to go take a look at a business opportunity. And Steve Schultz, who you know, Tom, was doing the presentation. And I came down, and I saw this blonde-haired young guy, and I figured I can rip him to pieces. But by the time he was done, I said, do you have an application? I'm going to sign up. And I had no idea how to do presentations. I left that meeting and ran by my brother's house, who had been in network marketing, who I talked out of many network marketing deals. I gave him some information, and I said, hey, this is what you've been looking for your whole life. Those other things didn't work. This one will. I'll pick you up for training on Saturday. I went out to dinner with a friend that night. I told him that I found a way he could educate his kids. I don't know how it is yet. And then I called three more people to come out, and actually I didn't take them. I didn't know enough to take them to a presentation first. I took them right straight to training, where you come after you sign up. So I did everything wrong. I didn't know a thing about doing a presentation, but I got five people to come to training instead of the presentation, and Steve was kind of amazed that I had people that hadn't even seen a presentation, and yet really were going right in directly into training. And all of those five people turned out to be fantastic. Matter of fact, probably 50% of my organization over 8 years, which numbered about 40,000 people, came from those five people that I got when I didn't know a thing about network marketing. I just said, I found what you've been looking for. I found a way to educate your kids. I didn't tell them what it was. He came out there because he wanted to educate his kids. And then I learned all about network marketing. I started talking too much, and everything went downhill after I learned a lot of stuff and started dribbling all over people. And somebody said once, you know, the less you know, the more money you'll make. And I was a classic example because I had my best day ever when I knew nothing.
Wow. So, John, you got a question for, and I know you love John Milton Fogg. You mentioned that to me about 50 times when you first found out that he and I were working pretty closely arm in arm on a lot of fronts. But, John, you got a question for Lance?
I got a couple of them. Lance, one thing that fascinates me is the number of men and women who came out of Excel Communications and now are at the very top, leading a wide variety of the most successful companies in this business. Can you tell us what was it about the culture, the training, the whatever that occurred at Excel that generated so many leaders. I think if right now if we had a contest, we find more Excel graduates at the top of network marketing than we would Amway.
That is 100% true. That's probably one of the best questions you could ever ask. Because I was in the top performers council where the top 50 in Excel, they had about 2 million reps and I was about 30th. And I was in the top 50 and we would always go to the top performer council meetings and they had them in other countries. And I was sitting in that room looking around at Jordan Adler, the number one money earner with Send Out Cards, and Carlos Rey, our number one money earner, and all these legendary guys there.
Brian McClure? I mean, the list is endless.
Brian McClure, all these guys. And I know all those guys very well. We went for 8 years. We were together. And I looked around and I said, you could take any one of those guys and build a whole network marketing company, just one of them. And we had 50 of them in one company. So you look at the numbers that Excel put up, going from 150 million in 1 year to 500 million the second year in 1995. And then I came in 96, and we did $1.4 billion, and I like to think it's because I joined. But it's amazing the leadership they had. And I was trying to find out the same question myself. Why were they so good? And one of the reasons was because of Steve Schultz and Pat Hintz, who were the travel the country full-time training everybody. And Pat Hintz is now Vice President of Marketing for Shackley, and Steve Schultz is Vice President of Training for a big company. And those two guys were some of the greatest trainers I've ever seen. And they were my sponsors. They had a partnership called Pride Marketing, and I came in from day one working with those guys. And for 8 years, sat through their trainings. And so I got immersed in some of the best training there was. I never got a chance to make a mistake because they were all over me when I made a mistake. And
Lance,
what
made them great?
I think because they made so many mistakes when they started. And if you know, Steve said one time, if you learn from your mistakes, we're geniuses. Because they made every mistake in the book. When they started, they knew nothing about network marketing. The guy that brought them in was Mike Furlick, and actually Mike's in my downline now. And Mike knew nothing about network marketing, and they were so off base with their network marketing that it wasn't funny. So they finally started realizing they had to really study and learn this business. It was much more than they thought. And much harder than they thought. And they started studying other leaders. And one of them, they went down and Paul Orbison was the number one money earner. And they started asking,
we're going to take a little break. You guys are the best, man. Why am I even here? You don't need me. We're coming back, all right, after this.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options. options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. Kind of a sore, short segment here, so don't get too carried away this time, boys, because it's just going to be over before you know it. But out at 29, so here we go. Lance Gordon, we're talking to him about the unbelievable success of this Pat Hinson, this Steve Scholes, and various other people that have just killed it after XL Communications, but it almost goes back to what Eric Worre was talking about earlier, and that is, it's great to have a great company. And don't get me wrong, there's great companies out there. I happen to believe I'm with a great company. I think we all do. But if you are a professional network marketer, I'm telling you what, that's a huge advantage, because if something should happen to the company, God forbid, like XL, all of a sudden, and you've got the skill sets in place, it's just onward and upward. So talk about that a little bit, Lance.
Yeah, that was quite a shock, because it hit us so fast. One week, all of a sudden, the checks didn't clear, and they had been pulled into a bankruptcy. Actually, they were doing well, but they were owned by another company called Vartek. They got pulled into a bankruptcy, and we knew there were problems, but we didn't know they were that bad. And, you know, there was jokes going around about how to tell when your company's in trouble, like your check bounces and you call the home office and the line's been disconnected and things like that. But nobody saw this coming. And I was actually in Africa when it happened. I was on a safari in Africa. And I came back to a real train wreck. And, you know, when it's great having large organizations, but it's a nightmare when something happens. And you've got to
hold on. Let me interrupt you on that. I don't want to talk about it. I'm sick of XL. Zeke Rewards. I'm going to use that as an example, because you and I talked about that so many times, and you called me so many times saying, Tom, this thing smells so bad. And I kept saying, it's just a matter of time, Lance. I know it smells bad, and you kept saying, why are all these people taking their people off a cliff? And I have to think it's because they've never taken them off one time. So they're so stupid. They think, oh, if I just get my team in and I get my money out, it's all going to be great. So he's trying to be the last guy in and first guy out. And they knew it was inevitable they were going to go off a cliff, but they were trying to time the jump. And it's horrific when your team goes off a cliff, isn't it?
It is terrible. And I can, after having it happen once, I'm very cautious. And I, like I said, being a CPA, I got to be a lot more careful anyways. And I can spot them. They're really not that hard to spot. Anytime they promise you don't have to work and you make tons of money, something's wrong, because you and I both know this is network marketing. It's not work marketing. You've got to work and build slowly, and you'll make a very good income and an incredible potential income if you just stick at it. And anything that is real easy and you don't have to work and all you do is sign up and the money pours in, that just isn't the way it works. And just stay away from those things. There's a lot of fad stuff out there, and part of the secret to building a good network marketing business is very carefully select the company you're going with. A lot of people get in because a friend's in and they like their friend, and they don't even look at the company. They don't really even probably care too much about it. They just want to work with their friend, and they find out too late that the company really is not what they think it is. And so selecting your company for the long term is probably the most important thing. And look at who owns that company. Are they foreign owned? Are they U.S. owned? Look at the culture. Look at the integrity of the company. What have they done before? How long have they been around? What's your financial status? There's a lot of things to look at. Really carefully check your company out before you make a move. Don't just pick it because or join because a friend of yours is in. They might be a friend, but you're making a business decision, and friendship is important, but it's not the key thing.
Lance, so, do you think that's the single most important thing?
Yes. Pick the right company, because this is a long-term thing. You're going to stay in it a long time, and you're counting on this to be around for your kids and grandkids. The whole idea of residual income, that's the holy grail we're looking for. So obviously the most important thing is residual income doesn't make any difference if you don't think it's going to be around for the next 20 years. And the really good companies will be around for your Shackley's over 50 years, and even Amway's been around, I don't know how long, well over 50. But your good companies, you want a company that's going to pay you. Once you build it up, you want to make sure they can keep paying you, or it doesn't do any good.
Couldn't agree with you more. Lance, how does somebody get a hold of you, just in case I forget to do this in the next half of the show?
The email address is Lance Gordon, LanceGordon, with no dots or anything, at att.net. And my phone number is 414-961-1262.
And you've written a lot of books. We'll get to a website about where somebody can take a look at those. You've worked with Tom Hopkins. You've done so much stuff. You are really, you know what, for me, you're the voice of integrity in this business. That's what I love about you. The people that you bring to me to put on this show are never sketch. They're all unbelievable. And my wife said sketch isn't even a word. Sorry. All right, we're coming back right after this. I was trying to be cool.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've just got a short 20 minutes left. We are with Lance Gordon and John Milton Fogg, and Lance Gordon is a CPA. He is a professional network marketer who just loves this profession. Lance, you do taxes for small businesses. You do taxes for employees. Is there any other way for a human being in this world to lever themselves up with money and potential earnings than to get in a network marketing business for less than $500?
I don't think there's any way you could possibly have the potential to earn money in any other business compared to network marketing, because I see so many people coming in wanting to start traditional businesses, and you have got, first of all kinds of legal issues that you have to worry about. So you got legal, if you got legal issues, then you got lawyer fees. And then, of course, you've got state regulations and licensing many times. You have to cover insurance, all of your insurance needs. Usually you have to form a corporation to protect your other assets because you may start a business and something happens and they come after your house. So there's all kinds of problems with these traditional businesses. I'm sitting there evaluating somebody that wants to start a business, and I'm sitting there just biting my tongue because I'm saying, why are you starting a traditional business with all the risks? You're putting all your money on the line, and I've seen people, I've got clients that have lost $100,000 or $200,000. They've lost everything. I've got clients that have lost everything in a traditional business. They're really, I ran the numbers, and the potential to make money, a lot of money, wasn't there. They basically, if it really was successful, they could eke out an existence and maybe live a meager life, but they weren't going to get rich. And they were also saddling themselves with a business where they could never take a vacation because there was no residual income in it. And they had to all constantly be managing the store. So it's kind of hard sitting here giving people advice when they want to start a business, and I don't want to be a real party pooper. But I'm sitting there like, I just want to scream at them, listen, why in the world are you doing this? I'm in a faculty at the University of Phoenix in accounting and teaching accounting and finance, and they had an entrepreneur night, and I was on the panel. And everybody else, they had a guy there from an employment agency. They had a guy that owned a huge amount of real estate. They had a venture capitalist from a big CPA firm, and me, a network marketer, sitting there talking. And they were asking us questions. And all these people came because they wanted to start businesses. They were entrepreneurs, and they all were talking about. And you could see the faces on these people as they looked out at the audience, because these guys were telling them all the things they got to worry about and all the problems and all the money it was going to take. And cash is king. You got to watch your cash flow. And if you get, most businesses fail because they run out of cash. They burn through their cash. And the light in these people's eyes was going out, and they were thinking, like, maybe I better just stay on my job. And then I had to say something at the end. I said, there is a way where you can start a business without any of these things. There's other ways. And if any of you are interested, just come out and talk to me afterwards. And the other four people that were on the panel, nobody was talking to them. They were all talking to me. And I just took their business cards and told them to come and talk to me. And I actually got a phenomenal, phenomenal distributor out of that named Antoine, who is just incredible. And he really wants to start a business bad. But he had this business plan he'd drawn up. And I said, okay, let's go look at how much capital you're going to need. And I said, how much money do you have to start this business? And I said, well, actually, my cell phone's getting turned off at the end of the month because my phone's not been paid. I said, and you want to start a business that requires about $175,000 of capital? I don't think so. So that's kind of the thing. So he came in our business. All he could afford, he couldn't even afford our $500 package. He came in for $10, and he ordered some stuff, and he started recruiting and putting phenomenal people in front of me. As a matter of fact, there's a big event going to be put on in town at a church, and he brought in the minister. It's his minister that he matter of fact, Tom, you were on the phone with him. And Pastor Carter was really excited about this thing, and all he did was introduce me to this. So where can a guy with no money and all he has is some contacts and a huge desire make the kind of money he's been making already? And he's already gotten checks and made money. And his wife's going to ask him, well, what about our other business? She said, forget that. Why would I ever want to start that thing?
Well, that's good. Well, you know, John, I know you have a question for Lance. I'm telling you, it's just like Eric Worre. He believes what's coming out of his mouth, and you just can't help but listen to him. And what I love is it validates our whole profession. Coming from a CPA that has seen so many different things, John Denise and I started that little coffee shop. We stuck a couple hundred grand into it. We had no shot at the upside that we've got right now. Before I go to John Milton Fogg, Richard Brook last week said that every $5,000 of income that you have in network marketing residually is the equivalent of $1 million worth of net worth. What do you think about that, Lance?
nothing could be truer. The net worth of that, you know, if you run it out on a present value, I could teach financing classes, and we always do future value and present value of an income stream, and residual income is a deceptive thing, because if you've got $30,000 of residual income, that's worth a lot more than a $30,000 salary that stops when you stop working.
Yeah.
Because residual income keeps going. That's why I got into insurance. I didn't like insurance. I liked residual income. And after I get into network marketing, I stopped selling insurance, and today I'm still getting paid residuals from those policies I sold back in 1996.
Very cool. All right, John, go ahead and throw that baby up.
Lance, you have a foot in two diametrically opposed camps, some people say, and I'm going to bet you don't, and with a lot of insight into why. And that is, we, for the 25 years I've been hanging around, plus network marketing, people say, this is not sales. You're a salesman. What do you think about that?
That's a brilliant question, and that's something that...
No, it's not.
Yes, that's my key.
You're going to make Tom jealous, Lance. Don't do that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I am a salesman, and I can sell stuff. I've sold insurance, which is the hardest thing to sell. It's an intangible sale, and then very few people can do it. And I've made a lot of money selling insurance. But... the hardest thing for me to do when I came into network marketing, first thing they told me was, you're a salesman, turn off your sales brain, because this is not selling, it's sorting. You are looking for the right people, and look at them as though you're hiring them as an employer, and only hire good people. And fortunately, I was working full-time, and I was still trying to keep my insurance business together, and I had just little pigeonholes of time where I could do this business. So I couldn't waste any time with people that weren't good. And I think because of that time frame I had, I had to pick good people that were independent, self-motivated, positive people. If they weren't good, I didn't have the time for them. I had to sort out really good people. And I had maybe not the biggest organization in Excel, but we had a top 10 diamond award that was given out, and my organization had probably 20% of those awards. And so I had a good group because I sorted, and sorting is the key. I learned that professional network marketers sort and amateurs try and sell. And the people that try and sell in network marketing don't do that well. It turns people off. And when you start selling, the wall goes up. They don't want to listen to you. And it was a little problematic at first, because people knew I was a salesman, so they were really on guard for a sales pitch. But what you got to do is people will run to avoid missing out on something. So you've got to take it away from them and let them know, you don't need them. I can replace you in a minute. I don't really need you. And tell me why I should waste my time with you. Are you worth it? And if you have that attitude, it's a posturing. If you have that attitude that, hey, listen, I'm going to be putting a lot of time into you, and I got to pick the right people, and tell me why you think you're the right person. And put I used to have them bring in resumes and look over their resumes and be really select in who I picked, because I didn't have a lot of time, and I had to pick the right people. And I think because of that, I did so well. I was the only guy that I knew in that top performer council that was part-time. All the rest of them were full-time. I was not full-time. I was only a part-time networker, and yet I'd risen to the top 50. And it never hit me till after, 8 years later, it was all done, and I started looking at all these guys, and they didn't realize that I was not full-time. I was only part-time. I could only put 10 to 15 hours a week in. Matter of fact, the government only allowed me to work 10 or 15 hours on a part-time job. That's the most I could work, or I could be terminated. So I couldn't put in more than 15 hours max. And I actually got in trouble with them, because they got hold of my 1099, and when they saw six-digit income, I actually had internal affairs after me, because there's no way that you could possibly make that much money part-time. You've got to be working more than 15 hours, and you violated your contract. And I actually had to sit down and show them compensation plan on how I got paid and why I was only putting in 15 hours. And one of the internal affairs guys said, how much does it cost to get in? I think he wasn't so afraid. I could say,
I was coming.
How much does it cost to get in this thing? So,
that is so funny.
I actually had to work under that threat all the time that I couldn't put in a lot of time. And I mean, I did that for 8 years. And Steve Schultz never knew I was. I had that problem when I was working with him.
All right, let me ask you another question, and we're going to go to a break. I don't want you to name companies because that would be a shot. What's the difference between a coffee company is a coffee company is a coffee company? There's 20 of them out there now. Is there any difference? Are they all saying the same thing? Is it like lotions and potions? Are there good coffees? Are there bad coffees? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, if you're talking about the product and not just the companies, the products, there is a lot of difference. And some of the companies, or very few of the companies, actually make their own product and are a roasting coffee company. They just have other people make it. Well, there's a lot of mushroom coffee companies out there, and those reishi and chaga and all those mushrooms they put in there, a lot of them get their mushrooms from overseas, and the quality control is not that good overseas. You got to be real careful. There is U.S. sources for them that have very high standards they have to meet. So there's also instant coffee companies versus brewed coffee. And a lot of the instant coffee companies put out a product that's healthy for you, but you got to choke it down. And coffee lovers just don't like to choke down their coffee. They don't mind having nutrition in it, but it better taste good.
We got to take a break. We're coming back for the final segment. Gee, Christmas, this show flew by with John Milton Fogg and Lance Gordon. You stick around.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The It's Not My Fault My Computer Is Running Slow support group will come to order. Ready?
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
Excuse me?
Yes, Barry?
Isn't it somebody's fault when your computer slows down?
I think it's Barry's fault.
Thanks, Barry, for slowing down my computer.
If your computer is running slow, it's not always your fault. What you want for your slow computer is cleanpcnow.com. CleanPCNow is a new way to keep your computer running at its top speed. First, go to cleanpcnow.com. Now.com to download a free diagnostic, and in minutes we can find out what's slowing down your computer. Then you can easily activate Clean PC Now software to optimize your computer's performance. And with Clean PC Now, there's an honest to goodness live person available to answer your questions. Clean PC Now means an end to bringing someone into your home to fix your computer. Go to cleanpcnow.com today and get your free diagnostic. That's cleanpcnow.com. First we screen it, then we clean it. cleanpcnow.com.
Do
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tom Chenault, that's Lance Gordon, and it is a great, 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 great day. I love both of these guys. I think they are both extraordinary human beings. John Milton Fogg, let's go back to you for a second. What's going on with you being a professional networker? You've been asking all these guys about professional network marketing today. You ask Eric about it. You ask Lance about it. What about people asking you about it? What do you think it takes to become a professional network marketer? Is it the company? Is it the product? Is it a mentor? Is it a mindset? Is it a commitment? What is it?
Oh, unfortunately or fortunately, it's all those things. I absolutely, I've come to believe out of experience, like Lance, that the number one decision after you've decided that this, as a career, part-time or full-time, interests you, you get it, you've got the desire to get involved with this thing, and you know how good it is. After that, number one is the company. Absolutely, positively number one. And very much for the reason that Lance said so. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I think you really need, and both of these gentlemen said it today. I mean, when Lance talked about Steve Schultz and Steve saying, you know, look, what's put me in this position is all the mistakes I made. You know, when you read Eric's book, which, thank you, Tom, I've been blessed to see one of those advanced copies, and you learn that, you know, all of the mistakes Eric made, this is a learning process, and boy, if you think you're going to do it all right, you're nuts. And if you've got the kind of personality or ego or senses of character where you can't bear to screw up, and you can't live with yourself when you do, if you're more about punishment than correction, this is not the career for you. I don't care who you are. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to try stuff. It's not going to be right. You're going to go back and go again. So you've got to give yourself space, and you've got to link yourself up with a company, with an upline culture, with a leader who's going to give you that space too, and really hang in and encourage you, you know, to venture out there and maybe some of it's I told you so. And I think the biggest thing you can do to help yourself is listen to shows like this, go to school on Network Marketing Pro, read Lance's book, shortcut that learning curve as much as you can.
No question. No question about it. And the more you learn, the more you can teach. The more you teach, the bigger your organization gets. And the more that your organization gets big with some structures and some fundamentals involved, the more powerful it's going to be. And it's really that simple, isn't it, Lance?
Yeah, that's about it. It's a simple business.
And people make it so hard. And yet there's so little competition at the top. Reach up. I talked about that Brett Coleman kid, the couple that I met a couple of days ago, 29 years old. I can see him coming. He's going to be one of those guys that is going to be a force in our profession. And there's so many of you out there because the caliber of network marketer has changed so much with the recession and the people realizing that corporate America is the opposite of stability. That job you've got is the opposite of stability. How long do you have to walk on eggs where you're sitting here worrying about being laid off, downsized, your income cut, your responsibility increased with no more income, living in fear and stress before you finally stand back and say, what the hell am I doing here? Why don't I take my destiny into my own hands and build my dream instead of somebody else's? And that's what people are doing. So I've got links on my website right now for Lance, for John Fogg, for Eric Worre. Plug into these guys. Please, I'm begging you, don't follow these guys that are telling you that you're going to become a millionaire with a click, with doing no work and a free sign up. It is not. That's the Easter Bunny. It won't work. Don't buy that real estate. I see these guys flashing big checks and doing all this goofy stuff. And people that are reputable people, that's what's making me crazy. They don't have to do that. This is hard work that you make very little money at the beginning. But I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, it's worth it. You guys, thank you so much for coming on. I love you both. This has been the Tom Chenault Show. Go friend these guys up, John Fogg. John, say goodbye.
Thank you, folks. I appreciate you. Bye, Tom. Bye, Lance.
All right, Lance, say goodbye to John. All right, you guys, it's awesome. Go get the column on the phone. I am begging you. Partner with people. I happen to disagree with these guys. We might talk about this next week. I don't think it's the company. I think it's your mentor. I'll be back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.